This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. So it is hard not to feel insecure about the economy these days, but at least your identity is safe, right? Well, that's what I thought. I am the type who shreds documents. I only pay online at accredited websites. But recently, someone with the online security firm Safe Shepherd sent me a dossier with a close-up look at all the stuff people can find out about me. I was horrified. They had both my married and maiden names, my current address, previous addresses, and more. And that was from just the most simple search available. So I asked the company's co-founder, Robert Leshner, to come in and talk about how much of our data is up for grabs.
Pretty much any public information about you has moved online, and it's been aggregated, packaged, and is being sold in many cases to anyone who's willing to buy that information.
Yeah, I'll give you an example here that was the most surprising to me, which is that I use my maiden name on air, Vigeland. In real life, I actually go by my married name, and I had purposefully, you know, separated the two, and I thought that if people knew my maiden name, they wouldn't be able to search me under my married name and find my address. But it's all right there together, and it's apparently very easy to find.
It is. Well, a lot of companies, we call them information brokers or data brokers, have gotten very good at combining disparate pieces of information and creating a profile about you based on records that they found from many different sources. Any of the pieces of information on their own are somewhat harmless.
Right.
But the picture that can be built about somebody when all of these different pieces of information come together, you know, such as where you live and how much money, you know, you make and your political views and your interests and, you know, who your family members are and your cell phone number, even if it's not published.
Mm-hmm.
When all of this comes together, it makes it very easy for, you know, anybody with the wrong intent to cause trouble.
All right. So can you make me disappear from the internet?
We can try our best.
Yeah.
All of the data brokers who sell information, they all have terms and procedures in place for you to be able to opt out and to remove your records. Now, what we do is we automate the process for you to remove yourself from, you know, 10, 20 companies at once. It's just the press of a button.
Who is out there trading this information that's available about us? And who's buying that?
So the two audiences really are, one, you know, other individuals who want to find out more about somebody because they're interested romantically or they're interested in, you know, running a background check or for employment purposes, you know, even though that's technically not necessarily legal.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's marketers who are interested in, you know, this information about you to be able to sell more effectively to you.
And I guess, you know, I mean, this show, we're talking about security. And I guess where you really get worried is if you have any sort of stalker. It's just so easy for them.
It's so easy. I would say our most motivated members, you know, came to us because they heard from somebody else who was being stalked, you know, that we were somewhere to go to. And, you know, oftentimes we have to tell, you know, our members who join us when they reach out to us, you know, we tell them, you know, go to the police before you go come to
yeah.
us. You know, we are not law enforcement. You know, we can try to help cover your tracks, but it's not an instantaneous process. And, you know, the risks that people feel are very real.
So what's the solution here then? I mean, you can't just disappear from the internet. I mean, should we all just get off Facebook and Twitter and just close down?
No, I don't think so. I think we have to sort of come to grips with the reality that, you know, we are living more and more of a digital life and our identity is increasingly moving to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the two things that we need to be able to control much better than we currently are you know, for people who are in sensitive situations, such as stalking victims, to be able to choose at will to essentially delete themselves from the internet and from the databases of companies which currently have their information. But for the majority of us who, you know, are not threatened physically, who are, you know, just living out our everyday lives, it's almost inevitable that everything we're doing is increasingly moving online. And what we need is significantly more transparency around, you know, how our data gets used and why.
Rob Leshner is the founder of SafeShepherd.com. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Tess.